सर्व मंगल मांगल्ये शिवे सर्वार्थ साधिके शरण्ये त्र्यंबके गौरी नारायणी नमोस्तुते। ओम सर्वा बाधा विनिर्मुक्तो धन धान्य सुतान्वितः मनुष्यो मत प्रसादेन भविष्यति न संशयः। ओम रोगान शेषान अपहंसि तुष्टा रुष्टा तु कामान सकलान भिष्टान त्वामाश्रितानां न विपन्नरानां त्वामाश्रिता याश्रयतां प्रयान्ति। ॐ या देवी सर्वभूतेषु विद्यारूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः। ॐ या देवी सर्वभूतेषु शक्तिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः। ॐ या देवी सर्वभूतेषु वृत्तिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः। ॐ या देवी सर्वभूतेषु शान्तिरूपेण संस्थिता नमस्तस्यै 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 नमो नमः। ॐ शान्ति ॐ शान्ति ॐ शान्ति ॐ शान्तिरेव शान्ति। ॐ This Pulse and Marma course, as you know that this is a second Pulse and Marma course. The first one, when I was teaching, I thought I have a 9 month and I will have a good material, but good quantity of material. But when I was preparing that course, I got so many good practical material, the 9 month was not enough. Because this course is serving so many purposes of Ayurveda. Number one, most of the basic principle of the pulse whether it is understanding the pulse or implementing the practical knowledge. Lot of basic principles are coming directly from the sutras. Directly from the sutras. And whenever you learn directly from the sutras, not just saying that this is from sutras and everything is in English, it has to be, sutra has to be chanted during the teaching. Because that vibration, the vibration of those Sanskrit sutras are awakening your own wisdom from the light of the soul. Not just the translation, okay, this sutra says so, 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 and you translate it. No, chanting the sutras, chanting the sutras. Chant with me, chant yourself. That helped a lot in this last course. I was a little bit worried that, oh my God, it took 7 years for me to learn. How in 9 months they will have, number one, the learning, number two, the confidence that yes, now I can do it. In the course completion, in the conference, I was astonished that every single student, every single face sitting in that room, in that hall, I can see they understood the wisdom enough to practice. That's what it is, enough to practice. And most of the blessings, most of the credit I have given to these Sanskrit sutras. Of course, the blessing of the lineage, but the sutras. The deep, deep Vedic knowledge, if you want to know, if you want to grasp, if you want to digest, if you want to assimilate, if you want to use it, Sanskrit sutras. Sanskrit sutras. The source, it has to be, my father used to say that like a Ganges comes from the Gangotri, the wisdom should come from the sutras. So that inspired me also that, yes, this way of teaching, when you have sutras in the audio, sutras in a video, sutras in the text, and you learn from there, that is going to be more in this course. Second thing, elaborating the marmas from the sutras, marmas from the real names, is going to be incorporated even more deeply. The third thing is, in the last course, we learned two aspects of the pulse, the creative energy and sustaining or supporting energy or governing energy of the Vata, Pitta, Kapha. The creative energy is coming from origin, from the light of the soul, and Soma, Agni and Marut, I will explain, the three components of prana. Everything comes from there. Creative energy, sustaining energy or governing energy. Creative energy is the energy which is creating us, the energy which is creating the whole universe, the creative energy which is creating the herbs, vegetables, grains and our body. All these creative factors has been taught in Vedic science, in the sutras, and everything, every aspect of creative energy you will learn in this pulse, and people learn in the last pulse course also. It will be more elaborated. It will be more elaborated. Because I don't want to just repeat the tape. No, I can't do that. I have to do something more. I have a whole audio, video, writings, everything, but I have to do something. I have to elaborate more. It is pulse. It is marma. The pulse and marma both are very deep, very vibrational, very spiritual. This pulse is just to learn the yoga of the physical body and spiritual body. Physical body and spiritual body. Physical body and the light of the soul. Swasmin tisthati iti swastha. Estimating the level of health, estimating the level of connection and communication between the creative energy and our body, our organs and systems. Evaluating them from the origin. And how, in between physical body and the light of the soul, how the mind is acting. Because mind is the bridge. Mind is the bridge. Mind is the bridge between the physical body and the spiritual body. Physical powers, physical energy, and spiritual energy. Mind is a bridge. A total understanding of Dhi, Driti, Smriti, the three main power, three main energy of the brain. Three main energy of the brain. Dhi, power of learning, Driti, power of retaining, Smriti, power of recall. So seven layers you will learn, seven layers. Rasa, Rakta, Mamsa, Medha, Asthi, Majja and Shukra. Then upper Ojas in between. And eighth level you will learn Dhi, Driti, Smriti, the three main energy of the brain. Then dive into the light of the soul, Sattva. Nine levels and nine mantras and nine levels how to understand the toxins. And when we are talking about toxins, we are talking four kind of toxins, not just ama, more elaborated, more specific. First is the ama, the semi-digested material, which is the raw material for Amavisha, which is free radicals. Then you have Garvisha, the slow poisons from all the chemicals is in the environment, in your diet, in your shampoo, you know, slow poison, Garvisha. Then EMF, Indra Bajra Abhijanya Visha. You will be learning how EMF is impacting the seven tissues, seven gaps between, and Dhi, Driti, Smriti of the mind, and how it disturbs the pranic flow, how it disturbs the nadis, the vibrational channels. A very complete and comprehensive and practically possible, that's the main thing, practically possible. Not just theoretically, practically possible. So in the last pulse course and marma course, we have learned two major aspects of the pulse. How the creative energy flows in the seven tissues in between and mind and the light of the soul. How the seven tissue, how how the 70 Sioux is getting supported, creative energy and supporting energy or sustaining energy or nurturing energy, whatever you call. This was the two aspect to be focused in the last course. In addition to that, in this course, I'm going to focus on declining energy, deteriorating energy, how these 70 Sioux, the gap in between the sandhis and dhidriti smriti, and how the declining energy is disturbing the eight drop ojas, upper param ojas, and the person is getting sick, or person is losing mind, or person get Alzheimer's. It will be more into when I will teach conditions, how the energy, what kind of declining energy you can see in the pulse. So you can say, oh yes, there are two things. One is when the supporting energy is under in balance. If supporting energy is not in balance, then you get certain kind of day-to-day imbalances. But when the energy is totally declining, then major disease happens. And then, you know, we can, this is called Arista Lakshana. Arista Lakshana is the prognosis, bad prognosis. What kind of dreams people are seeing, which are Arista dreams, Arista Swapnas. I will add very specific and very great knowledge of declining energy in this course. So it will be good for all of them who has taken the course. This will be a little more into higher dimensions, because 9 months was not enough. Already people were getting overwhelmed. But this will be good addition. And so what we will do today, I will initiate you guys into three pranic mantras. Let me elaborate that, because a lot of people are coming from different schools of Ayurveda. In my lineage, in Sakavansi Ayurveda lineage, and you can read about our lineage, we believe, and this is also from Sushruta Samhita, that Sat or Sattva, light of the soul, this is the history of creation, which Aryabhatta also explains in his book. The light of the soul is creating three energies. Soma at the top, Agni in the middle, and Marut in the bottom. That's why we say Soma, Agni and Marut. In terms of creativity, in terms of sequence of creation, he creates Marut first, it's the bottom. Then Marut creates Agni, and Agni and Marut create Soma at the top. Like if you have a torch, in the origin is Marut. In the middle is Agni. At the top, it's Soma. That's why we call Soma, Agni, Marut. Soma is a lunar energy for us. Soma is a lunar energy. Soma is particularly a raw material, cooling, nurturing, growth-giving energy. Soma, which comes to us from moonlight, from water, sweet fruits, sweet things. Agni is particularly coming to this planet from sun. Abundance, lot of Agni from sun. Other planets also, but sun is the main source. of Agni. What Agni does? Agni is a power of transformation. What Agni is transforming? The soma, the lunar energy, cooling energy, nurturing energy, raw material energy. And what Marut is doing? Marut is space and air. Marut is space and air. Space is the first element coming out the silence of the light of the soul. Space is a bridge. Space is a bridge between silence and dynamism. The first sprout of activity from the silence. Just, you know, when you put a seed in the ground and after a few days you see a tiny sprout. From silence of the seed, the dynamic energy sprouts. All what Vedic science says, all the energy of growth of a huge banyan tree is in a tiny seed of banyan. Best example all the sastras gives. So that sprout is Akash. That sprout is space, which is full of intelligence, which is full of intelligence of creating anything and governing anything. All the intelligence of all other elements are there in that sprout. That's Akash. Then Akash goes a little bit more dynamic, little bit more active than air blows. The Marut in our lineage is Akash, pure Akash, and pure air. Then this Akash and air is creating the fire, and then fire, Akash and air is creating the soma. Then there are two kinds of soma, liquid soma and solid soma. Then it becomes Panchamahabhutas. You can guess another transformation. Then you can elaborate it as space, air, fire, water and earth. Then that Panchamahabhutas gets further round of transformation. Then it becomes Vata, Pitta, Kapha. Then that Vata, Pitta, Kapha is governing our body, and that also we will be evaluating in the pulse course, in this pulse course. So this Soma, Agni and Marut, now you understand. And then this Soma, Agni, Marut, every aspect of the pulse, every aspect of the taking care of the health and disease, Shakavansi Ayurveda has specific mantras for everything. And this course we will be adding some more mantras, like a kidney mantras and, you know, so many skin mantras we'll be adding in this course. At least 10 more mantras. We have about 21 mantras already. At least 10 more mantras we will be adding in this second course of pulse and marma. That's another thing. So let us chant with me the three mantras of prana, three pranic mantras. You will be learning 9 mantras altogether in connection with 7 tissues, mind and the light of the soul. But this is pranic mantra. Chant Om with me. Om. Then we will chant Soma mantra. And chant three times. And ga. And loud, long, ga, half G at the end. Chant Om again. Om. So, always chant Om before chanting any mantra. Om is a universal mantra, and you will be learning about these mantras into more detail in the course. Every mantra, we will go into detail and what they do, how to pronounce more and more. Today, just the initiation. So, second mantra is Hreen, H-R-E-E-N, little g. Ring. It's a very high vibration mantra, which is fiery mantra of the Agni, mantra of the Agni. So chant with me. Om. The next mantra is Kling, K-L-E-E-N, half G, Kling. Chant with me. Om. Kling. Om. Kling. Om. Kling. Om. This is three mantra, Soma, Agni and Marut, three component of pranic energy, and we will go into more and more elaboration of prana and how it flows in the pulse, how it flows in the marmas. And one beautiful thing about this course is you will learn one step of the course, then first section of the marma, then you will learn how the pulse is changing level wise, one level at a time, how the pulse is changing before marma treatment and after marma treatment. That is, you will see very significant change, very prominent change. In few minutes, the pulse changes because you will do transdermal marma system. You will have all the materials to do it. It's really a course where you enjoy every second of the course, and every second of the course, every moment of the course, you can practice. You can literally practice from the month one. You can start practicing from month one, because there is 9 levels of understanding, and then the 8th level gets multiplied to 3, and the 9th level gets multiplied to 3, and in all the physical tissues, you will see Ama, Amavisha, Garvisha, and EMF, Indra, Vajra, Avijanya, Visha. An elaborated knowledge will be there about all these 4 toxins. Because you have to understand toxins, and also you have to understand how the physical channels are flowing and what are imbalances are there in the physical channels, I call srotas, and the vibrational channels, the nadis. You will have wonderful understanding of the vibrational channels, nadis, ida, pingla, susumna, and 7 other nadis in elaboration. So, and then again I repeat, lot of knowledge of the verses, lot of knowledge about the mantras. You will be getting initiated in all 21 plus 10, you will have total 31 mantras to get initiated during the course, and the final initiation will be in your conference during practicum. It is going to be a great spiritual awakening, not only just physical, emotional, awakening, cleansing, emotional awakening, cleansing. A spiritual awakening and a spiritual cleansing is going to be there.